Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection. Hi, I'm Tom Davis. Welcome aboard. It's Friday, and today we're going to be speaking with Jared Howard from K-Life. How are you doing there, young man?
I am doing well. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing super. We've got some great news, a whole lot of great news. Every time we have K-Life in here, we always have great news. By the way, our Energizer friend, Frederick's in the other room here, but yep. he can just put the energy right to it.
He's a lot of energy.
He is. There's a lot of energy going on at K-Life right now. How is the building coming along?
The building's come along very well. We are hopeful to be in here in the next 6 to 8-ish weeks. You never know with the weather we just had. And throwing
Oklahoma,
some,
come on.
Yeah, yeah. Throwing a few things for a loop, as always. But we are hopeful to be in there here soon, and we're really, really excited about the space and all the different resources and opportunities that'll provide.
Well, let's talk about some of the resources and opportunities. You are the men's director, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what goes into K-Life, what it offers, not only our youth, but everyone involved.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things we get to do is connect with the community on all sorts of levels. Obviously, we are a parachurch youth ministry here mm-hmm. for the youth to... Yes. to impact them for Christ and point them back to Scripture. But so we do everything from big group settings on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday nights with everyone from 3rd through 12th grade. And mm-hmm. Then we have small groups for all middle and high students. And then also one of our favorite things is just one-on-one intentional relationships to get to dive deeper into the students' world and share life with them. But also to engage our young adults in the area, to get them involved as leaders and as volunteers, to then allow them to share their life and share the gospel with the students in the area. So we're really excited about where we're headed.
Well, that's great. We're talking with Jarrett Howard, and he's with K-Life. And, you know, you brought forth all these things that really get to the heart of the matter. We're touching hearts.
Absolutely.
And there are so many folks with a lot of trouble on their hearts, and they feel like they don't have really anywhere to go. And especially with our young people, you can talk to mom and dad, but they kind of feel limited there. And sometimes yeah. it just feels better to talk to someone that maybe they see as a peer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or just a little bit older.
Yeah.
As that were.
Yeah.
And maybe they feel a little bit more of that depth of understanding. We all know that it takes funds in order to keep things going. And we've got some fun in fundraising coming up, don't we now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things we get to do as we continue to engage with community is we're all locally funded.
Yeah.
And so one of our biggest fundraiser called Run the Ville, it's a 10K coming up at the end of March. It's exactly 1 month from now. And we're really excited because we get to kick that off at the new building.
At the new place.
At the new building. So we will meet there that Saturday morning and do a big kickoff event there and before everyone heads out to run. And we're really excited about that. It's always a blast because along the race, we always have students involved to cheer everybody on. And just a lot of engagement there that makes it a lot more fun and a little bit more encouraging for the runners.
You just tipped your hand a little bit. You're actually going to allow people to run and have fun at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, some people, they're like, you know, I don't run, but, you know, hey, if you can run and have fun, let's do it.
Let's do it. And of course, if you feel the need to go virtual, you can do that too. You have that option?
Absolutely. It's in person and virtual, whichever wow. you're more comfortable with.
That is great. You know, that there are some runners that really kind of miss the collegiality of being with
Definitely.
Other runners. Although they're really just running against their own time. But they really like to trade stories. They like to see how, you know, their fellow running friends are doing. And it's always a great social event. And this is amazing that
yeah.
we're doing this.
Absolutely. And yeah, like you said, it's communal. It's all about pushing each other.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we're challenging ourselves as runners to keep getting better, we get to challenge each other and work together in that.
Are you a distance guy?
I used to run track back in high school. It's uh-huh. it's been a little while. I don't know if I could knock out a 10K right now, but
5K would be no problem. 10 be a tall order.
I don't know about no problem. I might limp through a little bit, but I do enjoy running.
Oh man, I'll tell you a little story here. I promise not to waste a whole lot of time. When I just got out of college, I decided I'm a baseball player. I can run a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. I came in 773rd.
Yeah.
I got beat by two kids and a very determined veteran in a wheelchair. That last play thing was an incline, and that guy had arms the size of, canned hams.
And was just
boom, boom, boom. He wasn't letting up, and I'm going, it's yours, man.
Hey, you got it. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I was going, please, just let me live.
Just but, help me get there.
But ever since then, I realized I don't have the physicality for distance running. But, boy, I sure appreciate those who can and do, because they just look like they have so much fun. Looks like there's spirits in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the best way to do it.
Mm, indeed. So I'll probably be a guy writing a check instead of checking my pulse and checking my
time. Yeah, yeah. Checking easier. The time, yeah. A little easier. A little easier, absolutely. Game.
Now, Jaron Howard is with us. He's the men's director at K-Life, and he talked about how we really kind of get to the heart of matters with a lot of different things. How long has K-Life been around in our community?
Let's see, over 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're...
There are a lot of people here who can't remember Bartlesville without K-Life.
Yes, so we actually had our banquet a few weeks ago, and we were able to see that a lot of our board members that are now helping lead us in the direction we're headed now, they had their small group leaders there. So that now that these parents have these families that their kids and their students are now getting involved in K-Life, their small group leaders were there, and that's just so cool to see how big of a part K-Life has been throughout the development of people here, but also just a staple in the community.
And, you know, that makes it a family in a lot of regards, doesn't it? When you
it
see
does.
Those generations
it does.
Of different leaders and different times that people were involved. And it imagine that banquet was more like a family reunion.
It was. It was really, really cool. And just to be able to feel and be a part of something so big and that's doing so many great things.
Well, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. What drew you to K-Life, and how did you get involved?
So outside of the whole mentorship, like you talked about, for me was incredibly impactful growing up. And as I worked at Kanakuk K2 over the summer in Branson, that's where K-Life spawns from. I was able to talk with them through how they take all the great things they're doing at camp to so many different people across the country, and a way is with K-Life. And I spent the last 2 years in seminary in Kentucky, and as I was processing through that chapter in my life and where I felt the Lord was pulling me to next, I got to lean in a little bit to K-Life and talk with the president and some of the people at our headquarters in Branson, and then other K-Life chapters across the country. Got to share with them kind of where I was, and they got to share with me all the great things K-Life was doing. And then getting to work with, like you shared with Frederick and Danae and our staff here in Bartlesville, it was very evident to me that this is where I felt the Lord was taking me. And so I moved here in September and have just had a blast being here and getting to lean into the community and pour into students and continue to grow here.
Well, welcome aboard to town. I will tell you, I've been here for just a little under 2 years.
Okay.
I have never met a community like this where everyone is cheering for your success instead of rooting for your demise. I know some of our listeners have heard me say that a few times, but it is big enough to have just about everything you can imagine here in one, city limit.
Yeah.
But it's also small enough to remember where we're from and remember Absolutely. That we care and remember that we are. Basically an overgrown family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an incredible thing to be able to go to the coffee shops around town and wherever else, and you always see people you know and get to continue to grow as a family.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. Jared, this is great having you on board here today. I know this is your first time on Community Connection, and I know that our friends were kind of giving you a little bit of a hard time. You've been doing great so far. I want to remind everybody about the fundraiser again, the Run the Ville.
Yes, sir.
You can actually go out there and pound the pavement with your friends if you choose, and you can go virtual if you choose.
Absolutely.
Now, where do we find the information online? Where do we sign up?
So there actually is a whole separate run page, but the easiest way to get there is through our website at bartlesville.klife. com, and you can go there and learn a little bit more about what we do. And then also right at the front of that, you'll be able to see the Run the Ville and all the information about that, date, time, packet pickup location, all the information there is all on the website.
That is super. That way you can get it taken care of just really easily. And then the only thing you have to be concerned about is getting there on time.
And finishing the race.
Finish the race. Getting there on time is the first one. Finishing the race is that's one that's going to be between you, your legs, and the Lord above.
Yep.
But this is really fun. It's a 10K.
Yes, sir.
It's a 10K, so you might want to eat your Wheaties.
Yep. Have a banana.
Yeah, yep. Keep that. Keep those muscles from tightening up and everything. But again, K-Life, where are you located for the folks who kind of have a mental fix on where it might be, but you got the new building going up? Tell us the address.
So the new building is directly across from Bartlesville High School.
Yes.
And it's at the corner of Hillcrest right across. And I'm trying to remember the address as we speak. I want to say it's 1814 Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're right there at the corner, right across from the high school, and we'll be there bright and early that Saturday.
Oh, boy, that is really going to be a lot of fun. Jarrett, thank you very much for coming by. I really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. You and the rest of the gang from K-Life are welcome, you know, any old time. You met Dory, right?
Yes, sir.
She's one of our biggest proponents of making sure that we get everyone in our community well taken care of.
Well, thank you, Tom.
And welcome to town, by the way.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Let's do that website one more time in case folks missed it.
Bartlesville.klife.com.
All right, Jarrett, thank you very much for being with us today.
Maybe this